This is American Family News. I'm Steve Jordahl. The DOJ has announced that it has filed a lawsuit against the state of New York, its Governor Kathy Hochul, and Attorney General Letitia James over their immigration policies. Attorney General Pam Bondi issued a warning for other sanctuary cities that refuse to comply with the Trump administration's immigration policies.
If you don't comply with federal law, we will hold you accountable. We did it to Illinois. Strike one. Strike two is New York. And if you are a state not complying with federal law, you're next. Get ready.
The New York lawsuit follows another lawsuit that the DOJ filed against the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago, alleging that their laws defied the Trump administration's immigration enforcement in the area. President Donald Trump has upended 3 years of U.S. policy toward Ukraine, saying he and Russian leader Vladimir Putin have agreed to begin negotiations on ending the war. Trump said he spent more than an hour on the phone with Putin and, quote, "I think we're on the way to getting peace." He also said he later spoke with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, but he was noncommittal about whether Ukraine would be an equal participant in peace negotiations. The Trump administration may be winning battles against woke policies, but the war is far from over. AFN's Chris Woodward has more.
Talking about this on AFR, Orrin McIntyre of The Blaze said, "You can tell that the Democratic Party and the political left are still holding fast to wokeness."
We just had the New York Times cut a piece about how what a tragedy it is that Donald Trump is walking away from, like, trans kids. We've had multiple different representatives on the House floor talking about how, you know, white people are the problem. Same thing over at CNN. You get anchors still spouting that stuff.
It is a somewhat different story with corporations. Many big names have done away with or made changes to their diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, policies. McIntyre said it's not a complete shift to corporate neutrality, and there is still work to do. He pointed to Nike's recent Super Bowl ad telling female athletes, "You can't win, so win."
Yes, it's great that we're not, again, getting trans athletes in our feminist ad, but the fact that we're still getting an ad that pretends like women are being oppressed, and it's so important for all of these women to break out of the mold and be as selfish as possible and promote themselves as much as possible, because that's what life's all about. Like, we're feeling the momentum head the other direction, but there's still a lot of work to do there.
I'm Chris Woodward.
The White House says judges going against President Trump's efforts to deal with waste and fraud in government are judicial activists whose decisions amount to a constitutional crisis. White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt said, "We believe these judges are acting as judicial activists rather than honest arbiters of the law." Trump's move in the first weeks of his second term to overhaul the federal government and fulfill his campaign promises have been met with more than 50 lawsuits, with lower-level federal judges blocking some of his administration's moves nationwide, at least temporarily. With a heartbeat abortion ban solidly in place in South Carolina, lawyers for the state and Planned Parenthood returned to the state's highest court Wednesday to argue how restrictive the ban should be. The law is being enforced in South Carolina as a ban on almost all abortions around 6 weeks after conception, setting that mark as the time that cardiac activity starts. Many parts of the U.S. impacted by inclement weather are not out of the woods just yet. Fox's senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the forecast.
One storm exits the East Coast while another moves into the West. We've had a destructive week of snow, ice, rain, and severe storms, including tornadoes. Extremely cold air and dangerous wind chills will make it dangerous to be outside for parts of the northern plains, while the West will be the target for heavy rain and mountain snow, including Southern California. Part of this energy moving across the country and bringing snow, ice, heavy rain, and another round of severe storms on Saturday. Stay tuned to Fox Weather for the latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
For more news and information, find us online at afn.net. There you can sign up for a daily brief and take a poll or two. We're also on Facebook, on Twitter, and on the AFN mobile app. For American Family News, I'm Steve Jordahl.